This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Pongal shows the path of creating balance with nature, families and society. He said Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the gathering at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. The Prime Minister took part in Pongal celebrations organized at Mr. Murugan's residence in New Delhi.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है इतना ही नहीं पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं साथियों दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday, focusing on cooperation in areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy and defense. The phone call came a day after newly appointed U.S. Ambassador Sergio Gord said there will be some contact between the two sides on the trade issue. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he just concluded a good conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Both discussed trade, critical minerals, nuclear cooperation, defense and energy. He said both also agreed to remain in touch on these and other issues. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 10th Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi today. Armed Forces Veterans Day is commemorated on the 14th of January every year to honor the legacy and service of Field Marshal K.M. Kariappa, the first Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army, who retired on this day in 1953. President Draupadi Murmu has paid tributes to ex-servicemen on the occasion of Armed Forces Veterans Day. In a social media post, the President said, the ex-servicemen's unwavering courage continues to inspire every Indian. Festival of Harvest, Makar Sankranti, has been celebrated in different parts of the country today. Makar Sankranti signals the end of winter and the beginning of longer days. The festival is known with different names in different parts of the country. It is celebrated as Pongal in Tamil Nadu, Uttarayan in Gujarat, Bhogali Bihu in Assam and Posh Sankranti in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the nation on the occasion of Makar Sankranti, Uttarayan and Magh Bihu. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed hope that the sacred festival of Makar Sankranti will fill everyone's lives with happiness, health and well-being. He also wished for the celebration to strengthen the bonds of togetherness while ushering in prosperity and positivity. The death toll from a crackdown on protests in Iran jumps to at least 2,571 activists, said today. The figure came from the US-based human rights activist news agency, which has been accurate in multiple rounds of unrest in Iran in recent years. The activist group said 2,403 of the dead were protesters and 147 were government-affiliated. 12 children were killed along with 9 civilians. They were not taking part in the protest. More than 18,100 people have been detained, the group said. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions along with dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. Cold wave conditions also predicted over Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha and Rajasthan. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty started the session on a flat note but slipped into negative territory shortly after the opening. Sensex slipped 181 points to 83,447 and the Nifty declined 60 points to 25,672 when reports last came in. In men's cricket, second ODI of the three-match series between India and New Zealand will be played in the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.